ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः, भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः, शान्तिः।
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
It's very difficult for Indians suddenly to relate to Lord, you know, think of the concept of Lord in the name, but I have heard the word Durga. Durga means for us already a woman, okay? Durga means the deity, a female deity. But here the Veda mantra talks about Ishvara the whole as Durga here in the Suktam. Various people who are listening to New Life for this, you are all very lucky, in fact, you don't know. Now you don't have no other picture, okay? Durga, it's very good, because you can't really, you are related to the right word, meaning of the word Durga here. You can't, you won't get carried away by the different things. So though it's Durga Suktam, I told the meaning of the word Durga, no? The insurmountable, difficult situation is Durga, and the Bhagavan's grace, and which can help one, no, the one aspect of Bhagavan, is the Bhagavan is manifest as the form of grace, which can help one overcome, discover one's own hidden reserves of strength and fortitude, which can help one to overcome our situation. Also Durga. This is also Durga. And any day, so I said that this is Durga. And the creative power, the infinite creative power of the Lord, which is otherwise known as Maya Shakti. Please listen carefully. When I say Maya Shakti, Maya is the name given to the creative power of the Lord, the Shakti. The Shakti is Maya. We say it is infinite creative power or wielding power. When I say infinite creative power of the Lord, when I say, is it separable? It's like It is Swamini's book, like Lord's creative power. The Swamini's book means his book is separable from me. But is his creative power separable from the Lord? No. It is like saying light of the sun, heat of the sun. I can say, no, the heat of the sun, light of the sun, brilliance of the sun. When I say, is brilliance separable from the sun? No. Okay, so illumining power of the sun, I say illuminating power of the sun is not separable from the sun. Understand? Similarly, when you say creative power of the Lord, or we can say Brahman, the consciousness, the reality, it is given a name Maya Shakti. So the creative power, the Maya Shakti does not have independent existence of its own. Like how the illumining power does not have independent existence apart from sun, outside of sun. Understand? So here, therefore this creative power of the Lord, a creative power which is inseparably with Brahman, okay? Creative power of Brahman, the consciousness, the reality, is also personified as Durga. They want to say these three words. Durga, the word Durga stands for these three things. Therefore, we say Ishvara the whole. Durga stands for the whole, Ishvara, and which is manifest as especially the grace which helps us one discover one's own hidden, you know, reserves of strength to overcome any difficult situation. This is also Durga. So we have to remember that. So and then here we used many words here. Jata Vedaha, one of the names of the Lord. Then we came across another word, Vedaha is also the name of the Lord. Vedaha. All these words we come across in Vishnu Sahasranama also. In fact, Vishnu Sahasranama has many names of the Lord. Like Jata Vedaha is one of the names of the Lord. Jataha Vedaha Yasmat Saha Jata Vedaha. The one from whom the Vedas have come into being is Jata Vedaha. And Vedaha, the Vedaha, you know, we call the body of knowledge, the treasures of knowledge, the book, the text is Vedaha, but here Bhagavan's name is Vedaha. Vedaha means pure knowledge. The pure one who is of the nature of knowing, the pure knowledge, the source of knowledge, the origin of knowledge, is also known by the word Vedaha. Okay, Vedaha we came across. And another word we came across is this Agnihi. I told the word Agnihi means the fire god. Agnihi also means the Lord, the whole. Why? Because Agre Ahutayaha Nayati Iti Agnihi, one who takes all the oblations towards all the devatas is Agnihi. And Agre Jagat Nayati Iti Agnihi, one who, remaining as the very cause of the universe, one who leads the universe is called the forerunner of the universe is Agnihi. We came across all these words used to mean Ish Bhagavan here. And the last word, there was a nice prayer. We had it. And we asked for, O Lord, please remove all of the Vishwa. The word Vishwam means universe. But in this context, in Durga Suktam, I told you, some words used in Veda mantras are not found in conventional Sanskritam. Therefore, we cannot find the meanings of these words in dictionaries. So, Vishwa. Okay? What does the word Vishwa mean? Okay? Vishwam means universe. Understand? And many objects put together is Vishwam. But here, Vishwa means all in this context. And Durga, Durgani, Durita, Duritani, Duritam means any sin. But Duritani, many sins. All sins and blemishes, etc. But here we just have Durita. Neither Duritam nor Duritani. We come across such words. You have to remember it here. So, generally there was a prayer, O Devi, O Lord, and please help us overcome all the obstacles. And help us cross the ocean of samsara. That is the main prayer. Help us over. There will be obstacles. Okay? Let these obstacles not stagnate our growth and progress. Bless us with strength to overcome all the obstacles. Thereby cross the ocean of samsara. Let us proceed, progress. That is the main prayer we have in the whole of Durga Suktam. And we came to the last prayer we did was this. Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi. And then Agne Tvamparya. So help us cross the ocean of samsara like the ship helps us cross the ocean. And please with words of benedictions we saw that. Then Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava toka yatanaya yashayoho. So the shanyoho is a very special word, which I said. The sham stands for auspiciousness, and yoho, the prosperity. Sham stands for auspiciousness and prosperity. Yoho stands for adversity. So please, O Lord, please bless us now with prosperity, and then remove our adversity. You just by saying one sound. Shanyoho, you ask for both. Remove the unwanted and bless us with the wanted. Desirable. That is the beauty of this prayer. A small, very brief and a very small prayer. And bless all our children with all the spacious house and big lands and big agricultural holdings, etc. Bless our children and their children. All those things we ask for these things. Anyway, this is how the prayers are in all the way. Veda mantras always pray for. Always for the family. You never pray only for yourself. Wonderful. Then, Agne Atrivan Manasagranano Smakam Bodhyavita Tanunam. This is where we stopped, I think, no?
Yeah.
We stopped. Yes. So, Agne, again Agnihi, we can say, O fire god, but here it means, O Lord. Here Bhagavan is addressed as the Agnihi, as the forerunner of the universe. I'm just repeating for Sharada Masek. Agre Nayati Iti Agnihi. One who leads the universe, remaining as the cause, the forerunner of the universe. So in vocative case, it is Agne, O Lord. Atrivat. Now Atrivat also you can say, three stands for Trini. And Trivat, one who is endowed with Triguna is called Trivat. Like Gunavan, like Gunavat, Dhanavat. Trivat means one who is endowed with three gunas. But Bhagavan is free from three gunas. Therefore, you call Atrivat. Okay? Yaha na Trivat, saha Atrivat. One who is free from three gunas. So, O Lord, forerunner of the universe, one who is free from trigunas, atrivat, two occatives. Manasa grinanaha. So we are manasa, we are holding on to you mentally. That means what? We are always conscious of you. We are meditative of on you. Okay? See, being meditative on the Lord, it implies so much. We are manasa grinanaha smaha. Okay? Manasa grinanaha. I mean, we are always thoughtful of you. We are meditating on you. You know, we are holding on to you mentally. Manasa gnanaha. Why? Because that means we are conscious of Ishvara. That is the only thing. Manasa gnanaha implies, means we meditate on you, means what? We are conscious of you. We are thoughtful of you. How can one be thoughtful of Bhagavan, conscious of Bhagavan? How can one be meditative of Bhagavan, meditative on Bhagavan? Meditate upon Bhagavan. Now, it implies, just I'll tell you again, living, that again two lifestyles you have to remember, by living a life of karma yoga. There's no way of being meditative upon Ishvara without live. There's no meditation without living a life of karma yoga. Let me put it, this is the correct thing to say. There's no meditation. What meditation is there in life? If one cannot live a life of karma yoga. Understand? Meditation is not simply focusing attention on something and practicing technique to be single pointed. That itself, that is only some concept, technique for developing one's concentration. So meditation is there only if one lives a life of karma yoga. Why I say? Because living a life of karma yoga implies one's life being completely governed by the knowledge of dharma, adharma, knowledge of right and wrong. It implies one living a conscious life of, consciously living a life of values. And there's a certain attitude towards all that one does. Whether it is secular karma or sacred karma, mundane activity or religious activity, all one, because in the name of bhakti, devotion, etc., all one's activities should be in conformity with dharma, and all one's activities should be performed with an attitude of offering to Bhagavan, ultimately for jnanam and moksha with purushartha nischaya, and all that whatever comes in life also is accepted with certain understanding as prasada, because it is all, you know, understood that is all, everything that comes in life is within, falls within the realm of order. They are ordained by order. Nothing simply happens. There is no disorder. Oh, something happened which is not acceptable for me. Even though it causes pain for me, it is unacceptable for me, but still anything, anywhere happening for anybody is within the realm of order, that is ordained by the order. It may, you know, whether it's acceptable for us or not, that's a different thing. Everything within the realm of order. So how do you accept, you know, once you understand everything is within the realm of order, everything is ordained by order, then I can accept it with sameness of mind as prasada. You will look at it as prasada and accept it. All these attitudes, you know, this attitude converts all one's actions into yoga, and which makes one's life a life of meditation. This is the life which makes, converts one's life into a life of worship and meditative life, or no, yoga. Therefore, grinanaha sma, no, agne, no, agne atrivan manasa grinano sma kam, manasa grinanaha. We are thinking of you means what? How are you thinking of Bhagavan? In which form are you thinking of Bhagavan? Does it mean then thinking of Bhagavan some form or Bhagavan some name? Something. We are always consciously, grinanaha is a present participle, now it's a continuous thing, grinanaha. Manasa grinanaha, we are holding on to you mentally. It means we are conscious of you always. We are always thinking of you. That means there's no time we are forgetful of Bhagavan. There's no fraction of second one is away from Bhagavan. In all one's actions, one is thoughtful of Bhagavan. It is what is agne atrivan manasa grinanaha. Therefore, what you can do now, because we are manasa grinanaha, we are conscious of you, we are thoughtful of you, we are meditating upon you all the time. This is a different type of meditation, understand, is what is Vedic way of meditating upon Ishvara. Understand? This is how one has to place an attention in Bhagavan all the time. This is also meditation. This is the meditation, in fact. So, then we are Gnanaha. Therefore, what can you do otherwise? Manasa Gnanaha, Bodhi, be alert. Asmakam Tanu Nam Avita Bhava. Avita, you know the root how? Av. It has, the verb is avati. Avati means protects. Sahana vavatu. That the verb, imperative verb ava comes. Understand? Avati protects. Ava, may you protect. Avita, protector. Like Ganta, Patita, Drashta. We have Avita. Avita means the protector, adjective there. Avita bhava. O Lord, may you be the protector of our bodies. Asmakam tanunam avita bhava. Bodhi, please, don't forget. Please be alert. Bodhi means, please remember. O Lord, be conscious. We are conscious of you. And you be conscious. You be alert in protecting our bodies. In remaining, you know, be a protector of our bodies. That means, take care of our well-being. Simply, protector of our bodies means make us live for thousands of years. That does not mean that. Okay? Be the protector of our asmakam tanunam. Tanuhu means body, you know. Tanunam avita bhava. May you be the protector of our bodies means may you be the protector of all our entire being. The physical and the mental, okay, emotional. Take care of our emotional and physical well-being. Listen, so that will be said later on. Then prithana jitagum sahamana mugram agnigum hubema paramat sadhastat. Sanaf parshadati durgani vishwa shamaddevo atidurita tyagnihi. Then huvema. Huvema means we invoke. So we invoke. Huvema means we invoke. Now prithanajitam. So who do we invoke? We invoke the Lord. Invoke the grace of the Lord. Who is the Lord here? He says, Prithana Jitam. See the Jitagam. All this Gum is purely Vedic. Chandasa Prayogaha. Used only in Veda. So, to get the correct meaning, you have to say, Prithana Jitam Sahamanam Ugram Agnim Huvema. Okay? These are the four words are here. See, Huvema, there's a sentence ends there. Huvema, we invoke. Who do we invoke? We invoke the God, Lord. Who is the Lord here? Agnihi, the forerunner of the universe. Agnim Huvema. And which sort of Agnihi he is? There are two adjectives here. The three adjectives. Prithanajitam, Sahamanam, Ugram. Three adjectives for one word Agni. Prithanajitam, Sahamanam, Ugram, Agnim Huvema. We invoke the Lord, the forerunner of the universe. Okay, who is Ugraha? Ugraha means who is frightening and ferocious. That's the meaning. Okay, it means who is Bhagavan is not the fright, really fright. Bhagavan does not want to frighten here. And who is, I mean, big in size. Who is big means who is vast and big. Who is vast as the universe. Ugraha. And we say, then Prithanajitam Sahamanam. See, conqueror of our enemies. The conqueror of the enemies is this Prithanajitam. One who conquers the enemies is Prithanajitam. And one who forgives, Sahamanam. So, conqueror of our enemies, one who forgives. And then one who endures, and the one who is, no, one who is as vast as the universe, and that Lord we invoke. So what does that Lord do? He says, Paramat Sadastat. Next, that's why the Veda mantra does not have all the words which will form a complete sentence. We have to make out the meanings with the help of the Bhashyam. So here Paramat Sadastat. Here absolute abode, sadastam. Now we say this from remaining in his abode, absolute abode. That means what? There's no particular place where Bhagavan is sitting here. Remaining as it is. Remaining as the absolute existence. The Lord remaining as the absolute existence. But what does it mean? Remaining in absolute abode. Lord remaining in absolute abode means remaining as the very absolute existence. Saha, that Lord, Naha, Ava, then Parshate, okay, us, Parshate, protect us. So that Lord, remaining as the very absolute existence, remaining in absolute abode, protect us. Parshat means protect. May protect us. How can the Lord protect us? It says, Vishwa Durgani Ati. Now you can make out the meanings yourself. You come across these words all. Vishwa Durgani Ati. Helping us overcome, you know, all our obstacles. Ati means over. Ati stands for overcome. If you go and look into the dictionary, whether the word Ati means overcome. No. Okay. Vishwa, all. Durgani, obstacles. Ati, overcome. So, helping us overcome all the obstacles. May that Lord Saha, Parama Sadastat, remaining as the absolute existence and absolute abode, Naha Parshate, protect us. May the Lord protect us. Have you got it now? Then, Kshamat. Kshamat again means one who forgives. Kshamat. Devaha. No, the self-effulgent Lord, all-effulgent Lord, ati durita, ati agnihi. You have to come, we are coming twice, ati. Ati durita, ati agnihi. So help us overcome all our sins. See, you had to overcome all the obstacles in order to, you know, overcome all your sins, which help us cross the ocean of samsara. The word durita stands for samsara here. Ati durita. Understand, how can you overcome all the, how can you cross the ocean of samsara? By gaining knowledge. But in gaining knowledge, what you have a lot of obstacles. So, how can you overcome obstacles? By Bhagavan's grace. You need Bhagavan's grace in every step. That is what is implied here. So, Saha Agnihi. So, you have to say this. This is how the prose order is there. You have to understand. See, Prutanajitam Sahamanam Ugram Agnim Huvema. We invoke the Lord, okay, the founder of the universe, who forgives and who is the conqueror of all our enemies. Okay, I told you in the very beginning, Aratitaha Nidahati, same meaning you have to see here. Our enemies are not external. You know, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsaryadi, Shad, Ripavaha, our own negative tendencies, our own wrong thinking, wrong person, etc. So, that this one, the destroyer of all our enemies, I told you already. So, here, this Pritanajitam, when you say, the one who destroys all our enemies. So, the Lord, we invoke the Lord, the destroyer of all our enemies. Then we say, Saha Agnihi. See, you have to take Saha. Saha, the Agnihi is the last word there. Saha Agnihi, May that Lord remaining paramatsadastat, remaining in its absolute abode as the absolute existence. Okay, Vishwadurgani Ati, okay, help us overcome all the obstacles. Understand? Thereby, the all-forgiving, all-loveful, gentle Lord, help us overcome the ocean of samsara, cross the ocean of samsara, thereby may He protect us. This is the meaning. Okay? That is Parshat, protect. So here, the word protection has to be understood this way. See, may saha naha parshat. Look here carefully. Saha naha parshat. Saha agnihi, that Lord naha parshat. May He protect us. Okay, may that Lord protect us absolutely and also relatively. Okay, so may the Lord protect us. How can He protect you? The absolute protection is in helping you cross the ocean of samsara. Therefore, ati durita. May that Lord Agnihi protect us by helping us cross the ocean of samsara, all these sins. Ati durita. And how can He protect that? No, how can He protect us? How can He help us cross the ocean of samsara? By helping us overcome all our obstacles in gaining jnanam. So, we have Vishwadurgani. So, may that God protect us relatively. Understand? Thereby, help us overcome all the obstacles. So, helping us overcome all the obstacles is relative protection. And thereby, help us gain the knowledge. Thereby, help us cross the ocean of samsara is the absolute protection. Okay, you seek twofold protection here. Relative protection and absolute protection. Therefore, Parshat may protect. Understand? So, may the Lord protect us absolutely, relatively. Help us overcome all the obstacles, thereby help us cross the ocean of samsara. Vishwadurgani, then Ati Durita. Ati Agnihi. Have you seen all the words here, there? These are the words are a little jumbled here and there. You have to really make out.
Pratnoshikamidyo Adhareshu Sanachahota Navyascha Satsi.
In fact, one has to be very, very highly intelligent to seek Bhagavan's grace for protection. I tell you, one cannot protect oneself. There's no way of yourself protecting yourself. How can you protect yourself? Nobody can be self-protected, I tell you. You cannot protect yourself. You have to seek Bhagavan's grace. The real protection is only in jnanam. Okay, because moksha is only in jnanam. And for that jnanam, and definitely you have no choice about living a life of dharma. And there we are just in the hands of our own mind, okay? We are puppets, you know, tuned by our own thoughts and minds. How can you act righteous? No, how can you be righteous? How can you be ethical? How can you be morally strong? You need Bhagavan's grace. So we have to seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma, to be able to qualified for jnanam, thereby to be protected absolutely. Again, you seek Bhagavan's grace. Understand? So for relative protection and for absolute protection, one has to pray for grace. One has to pray for that. Then one should be really intelligent to ask for such protection. If you are not intelligent, then we won't ask for that. That means our ego is such bloated that we can't pray. We can't pray. So these suktas, I tell you, they sound very, very, very cold, okay? These suktas are highly, that's why when you chant the Veda mantra, they're highly powerful. Whether you understand it, don't understand it. Okay. Sanah Parshadati Durgani Vishwakshamadevo Atidurita Tyagnihi Pratnoshi Kamidyo
Pratnoshi Kamidyo
Adhareshu
Adhareshu
Sanachahota
Sanachahota
Navyascha Satsi
Navyascha Satsi
Swancha Agne
Swancha Agne
Tanuvam
Tanuvam
Pipraya Swasmabhyancha
Pipraya Swasmabhyancha
Saubhagamaya Jasva
Saubhagamaya Jasva.
So here first you praise Bhagavan, then you pray. Okay? Pratnoshi means you spread. Pratnoshi is a literal meaning of the word is you spread. You spread. Bhagavan spreads. What? Come. Come means happiness. Just one sound, okay? Come means happiness. Oh Lord, you spread happiness. You spread happiness means what? You are the bestower of happiness. Why? Because you are the source of happiness. Any pleasure is no fraction of thy fullness. Therefore, you spread happiness. You are manifest as happiness. You are of the nature of happiness. Understand? You alone bestow happiness. So, pratnoshi, come. Come means, happiness. It's just come. Then, he says, idyaha. Idyaha means praised, worshipped. Idyo, she answers, idyaha. The one who is worshipped, the one who is praised is idyaha. And where is he worshipped and praised? Adhvareshu. Adhvaraha means a Vedic fire ritual is called Adhvaraha. Yagaha, Yajnaha, Homaha, Kratuhu. Like that, Adhvaraha is one of the words to mean a fire ritual. The Vedic ritual, Vedicam Karma. Okay, Adhvaraha. Adhvareshu means in all the Vedic rituals, now who is praised, who is invoked? Bhagavan. Therefore, Tvam Kam Pratnoshi, hey Agne, Agne, Tvam Kam Pratnoshi, O Lord, you bestow happiness, you spread happiness. And then Advaresh, in all the Advaras, in all the Yajna Yagas, in all the rituals, Sanat Cha, Navyas Cha, Hota Satsi. So in all the rituals, the ancient, Sanat stands, Sanat means ancient, okay, in this context. And Navyaha means new, the new. So in all the ancient and the present, the new rituals, the ancient rituals of the gods, devatas, and all the present rituals of the human beings, in all the rituals, you are praised, idyaha, you are worshipped. You are worshipped. And second thing, you are the hota. You are in the form of the performer of the ritual. Hota means performer of the ritual. O Lord, thou alone art praised in all the rituals of the ancient days, all the rituals of the present day rituals, and you alone are manifest as the priest in the sense, the performer of the rituals, of those, the ancient rituals and the present day rituals. Rituals performed in the ancient days, ancient times, and also present days. Hota means the performer. One who is the very performer also is the Lord. That is said here. Hota. Then, this is a praise, okay? Tvam kam pratnoshi, tvam hota, no, advareshu. Advareshu, in all the rituals, you are the hota. It's like this, just Lord is praised here. Then Sanat cha, Navyas cha, Sanat Advareshu, Navyas, Navyaha cha. No, you are the hota, you are the form of the priest. Everything is, we say this. Then, O Lord, we say next is Agne, Swancha Agne. Let us finish it fast, okay? Swancha Agne. There you split the word. Swam plus cha. Agne. Swam plus Cha plus Agne. Agne, O Lord. Invocative, Agne, O Lord. Cha and, okay. Swam Tanuvam. Tanu, see, Swam Tanuvam. Swam is adjective for Tanuvam. Tanuhu literally means body, but Tanuvam here, don't ask me why Tanuvam has come here. That is how the Vedic usage. Tanuvam means form. So, Swam Tanuvam means your form, thy form. Okay, He Agne, O Lord, Swam Cha Tanuvam Piprayasva. Had to start the Piprayasva as imperative verb. O Lord, may you cherish thy form. Satiate thy form. Okay, cherish thy form, satiate thy form, just as fire satiates, you know, its form, you know, in all that it consumes, all the oblations, it cherishes all the forms. Similarly, may you cherish thy form. Swam Tanuvam Piprayasva. He Agne. Is it clear now? Now it sounds better, no? He Agne. Swam Cha Tanuvam Piprayasva. O Lord, may you cherish thy form. Like the fire cherishes the, all the oblations it consumes. Is it clear? Piprayasva means may you cherish. I mean, do cherish. Piprayasva. Swam Tanuvam. Swam, you know, Swam means your own. Own. Your own form. O Lord Agne, Swam Tanuvam, your own nature. Your own Swarupam. May you cherish your own Swarupam. Now, what does the fire do? The fire, when the oblations are put into the fire, it consumes all the oblations. Oblations become what? Become very fire. Now, very, understand. Let it, may you cherish thy form. Cherish your Swarupam. Absolute Swarupam. That means you ask for Jnanam here. Understand? Agne Swam Tanuvam Piprayasva. Agne Swam Tanuvam Piprayasva. It's a beautiful prayer here. Hey Agne Swam Tanuvam Piprayasva. Just reveal thy nature to me. Understand? Cherish thy form to me. To me is understood, okay? Piprayasva. You know, Asmabhyam. To us. Thereby. Cha and Saubhagam Ayajasva. Ayajasva, may you bring, may you bless us with all fortune. Saubhagam, no, Saubhagyam. Saubhagam means Bhaga, means sixfold. Sixfold, no, the word Bhaga. The sixfold virtues. You know that. Jnanam, Shrihi, Yashaha, Viryam, Vairagyam, Aishwaryam. This is Bhaga. This implies all forms of wealth and all fortunes. So Bhaga becomes what? Saubhaga, which is Saubhagyam. Understand? Ayajasva, O Lord, Saubhagam Ayajasva. May you bless us with all fortunes. Okay? And cherish thy Swarupam to us. Okay, Ayajasva, bring all forms of fortunes to us. Bless us with all fortunes. That's the basic thing. He Agne, can you say that now? He Agne.
He Agne.
Swam Tanuvam.
Swam Tanuvam.
Piprayasva.
Piprayasva.
Asmabhyam.
Asmabhyam.
Saubhagam.
Saubhagam.
Ayajasva.
Ayajasva.
Like, you know, this Ayajasva, Piprayasva, all imperative verbs.
Go bharjushta mayujo, go bharjushta mayujo,
nishiktam,
nishiktam, taveendra, taveendra,
vishnorano
sancharema,
vishnorano
sancharema.
Okay. You may laugh at the prayer here. You ask for the cattle wealth. You also ask for knowledge. Listen here. Hey Indra, Tavendra. Take the word Tavendra. And there you split the word Tava plus Indra. Tavendra. So take Indra. Indra, O Lord. know why Indra is called, Lord is, see Indraha, the Devata, the physical prowess, you know, is also, is owned by the word Indraha. The physical prowess, the physical stamina, the Devata is known by the word Indraha. But Lord also is known by the word Indraha. Know why? That's why the sense organ is called Indriyam, because Indrena Dattam iti Indriyam. That which has been blessed by the Lord is Indriyam. We say that. But Indraha, you know, Idandraha. Idandraha means what? One who looks at everything is Indraha. Okay? Idantaya Pashyati iti Idandraha. Indraha. Everything looks at this as this. No? The one who sees everything as an object of knowledge, remaining oneself being an object also is Indraha, the Lord. I tell you, very, very expressive Sanskrit language, very expressive. Say so much. So Indraha. So A Indra, O Lord, he says, Anusancharema. Anusancharema. Vishnoho Anusancharema. If you take that word, O Lord, Anusancharema, we follow. Charema, we follow. We walk, we move. Okay? We walk or we move. Sancharema, we move again, we wander. Anusancharema, we follow. Who? Your footsteps. O Lord, we follow thy footsteps. Tava. Hey Indra, Tava Vishnoho Anusancharema. So the footsteps are not seen here. We don't have words to mean footsteps, okay? O Lord, we follow thy footprints. We follow thy footsteps. We follow the all-pervasive Lords. Vishnoho means what? All-pervasive Lords. O Lord, we follow thy footsteps. Thy the all-pervasive one's footsteps. That means what? We live in tune with the order. There's no way of following Bhagavan's footsteps without living in tune with, living life in tune with the order, in harmony with the order. Understand? Tava Vishnoho, hey Indra, Tava Vishnoho. Understand? Anusancharema, O Lord, we follow thy footsteps, the all-pervasive Lord's footsteps. That is the meaning. Therefore, what you should do? And who are you? Ayujaha. Ayujaha means you are the one, you have to see, Gobihi Jushtam Ayujaha. Ayujaha, the one untainted by all. Lord is everything, but Lord is untainted by anything. Ayujaha means untainted by any blemishes and sins. Okay, and Gobihi Jushtam, here, please bless us with cattle wealth. This literal meaning. So that there will be Nishiktam, there will be abundance of milk. See, in India, cattle wealth is very important wealth. I don't know how you think is, no? And then, it also means, so bless us with abundance of milk, which means bless us with the happiness in our hearts and bless our homes with the milk. Bless our homes with milk, bless our hearts with the happiness. That is the meaning. Go means also knowledge. Understand? So go bihi, because the plural word I have to say cows, cattle wealth. And I am giving the meaning, okay? Vidyaranya Swami, care of Vidyaranya Swami. I mean, he is the one who has written the proper commentary for all these things. So, we say here, understood now? O Lord, we follow your footsteps, the one, the all-pervasive, untainted ones, footsteps we follow, and may you bless us with abundance of milk. May our homes be flooded with the milk, and may our hearts be filled with the happiness. This is the meaning for that sentence. Go bihi, don't ask me how, why and all that. We have to supply a lot of words. because I don't want to say too much of Sanskrit and make you feel confused. Even though I'm helpless, if I don't do any Sanskritam, you can't really see the beauty of this mantra. I think it's a very, very highly meaningful, effective mantra. Go Bharajushtam. In fact, all the young children should chant this. No? It's very good. Go Bharajushtam. All of you should chant, okay? Just because all of you should chant it. Not only youngsters should say. Go Bharajushtam Ayujo Nishiktam Tavendra Vishnora Nusancharema. Okay, well, every time you say, I want to follow you, Lord, I follow your footstep, Lord, I want to follow your footstep, Lord, I follow your footstep, Lord, means you remain yourself of being able to live in harmony with the Lord, in harmony with the order. That is why it's very important prayer. Go Bharjushtam Ayujo Nishiktam Tave Indra Vishnora Nusancharema. Go bhar, say now. Go bhar jushtam ayujo nishiktam tave endra vishnorano sancharema. Nakasya, nakasya prishtham abhisambasano, prishtham abhisambasano vaishnavim, vaishnavim loka, Loka ihamadayantam, ihamadayantam. So, he says, madayantam. Madayantam means, may you please, may you bless this universe with happiness. May you bless us with happiness. May you please us. Madayantam. May you please. That's the mean. Iha. So why? So may you bless us with happiness. Iha, here we are living. Understood? Okay. Here we are living, and may you bless us who are living here with happiness. That one word. Iha madayantam. May you please us here in this world who are living in this world here. That's the meaning. Iha madayantam. Loke. And we are living. How do we live here? We are living here serving you. That's understood. We are living here serving you. So may you bless us with happiness. So all understood for Iha Loke. Then, where are you? How should you bless us? Where are you living here? He says, Prishtam abhisamvasanaha. See, samvasanaha, vasanaha means residing. Samvasanaha, residing well. Abhisamvasanaha, residing happily. Residing with enthusiasm. Who lives with enthusiasm? Where? The Lord is residing with enthusiasm. Lord is residing happily. The Lord is happiness himself. Where he says here, the next thing is, Nakasya Prishtam. O Lord, you are residing on the top of the heavens. That means what? Top of the heaven means what? Prishtam means back. Nakasya Prishtam Abhisamvasanaha. Residing at the back of the heaven. That means residing at the back of the heaven means residing on the top of the heaven with all joy and enthusiasm. Okay? May you protect us. Because you are happiness yourself, you alone can make us happy. That is the meaning. Understand? And here, Nakaha means heaven. Why the word Nakaha is said to be heaven? This is a very interesting word, Kam means happiness. Understand? Akam means what? Unhappiness. Na akam yasmin Nakaha. Kam means happiness. Akam means unhappiness, a sorrow. Na akam yasmin. Na akam yasmin. Saha lokaha nakaha. Understand? So heaven. The one which is free from unhappiness is called nakaha. So, Nakasya Prishtam means, O Lord, you live at the back of the heaven, on the top of the heaven, means you are the source of happiness. Therefore, you live on the top of the heaven, and living the back of the heaven, and may you bless us who are living in this world, serving you with all happiness. Ah, good prayer. It's over. Mm. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. Is it clear or not? I think I covered it. I have not made up anything, okay? It's all, this is how the Veda, Chandasaha Prayogaha. The Vedic usage is such, this is how we have to make out.
The word Vaishnavi, is that like something?
Yeah, Vaishnavi, actually the all pervasive. See, Vishnuhu, I actually told one more meaning. See, Vishnuhu is all pervasive. The mass feminine gender of the Vishnuhu is Vaishnavi. Vyapnoti sarvam iti Vishnuhu. Have you come across that word? Vyapnoti sarvam iti Vishnuhu. Same in human gender, Vyapnoti sarvam iti Vaishnavi. So Vaishnavim implies we serve you, the all-pervasive Lord. See, whether it is Vishnuhu or Vaishnavi, we are talking about only as the Lord. The Lord, the whole. Iha loke, okay, in this world, living in this world, we serve you, okay? Serving you, we are living in this world, and you living at the top, back of the heavens, top of the heavens, at the very source of happiness, bless us with all happiness. Iha madayantam. Madayantam, like, it's, like, grihyatam, drish, like that, no? Madayantam. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with happiness. Is it clear now?
Sorry, a couple of sentences earlier, there was the word satsi.
Asi. Hota asi, I told, no? Hota asi. See, you have been praised in the rituals of ancient rituals of the gods and the present rituals of the human beings, I said once. And you are in the form of the priest in the priest in the rituals of the ancient times and rituals of present times. Mm-hmm. And asi ityarte, asi, like asi. Mm-hmm. Satsi.
Satsi.
Yeah, asi, like. I thought I just told the meaning, okay. Hope I haven't missed anything. No, I haven't, because a lot of words are jumbled here and there. If I really go to the Pohad, it will take very, very long. Because others don't follow Samskritam, will feel very bored with this. Happiness means happiness. Completely, you know. Happiness implies freedom from sorrow for good. That's all happiness.
Freedom
from ignorance implies freedom from all sorts of smallness and limitations. Because this Vedanta, the understanding. Because happiness, no happiness. Otherwise, everything is pleasure. When you ask for happiness, I tell you in Shastra class, when you say you ask for happiness, means you ask for moksha. Okay? Happiness implies moksha, which implies the knowledge of the absolute reality. Which implies freedom from all limitations and smallness and problems and sorrows, everything. Because otherwise anything else other than happiness is you asking for pleasures only. Artha and Kama. So here, Om Katyayanaya Vidmahe. Vidmahe means we know. Always we understand the word Vidmahe comes with the fourth case only. That is why Vidmahe means we know. We know who? Katyayana. Katyayani. Here it is in masculine gender word. Katyayanaya. But Katyayanaha, Katyayani is the daughter of Katya. Katya is the name of a rishi, okay? Daughter of Katya, okay? Daughter of Himavan, Uma.
Katya was what rishi?
Just the name of the rishi, Katya.
One of the rishis,
okay? And here we look at this as a devi here, you know? Maybe the one who had this mantra revealed. So Katya any. In fact, here it says Katyayanaya Vidmahe. We know Uma, the younger daughter of Himavan, the daughter of Katya. Katrishehe, okay? Katya. It's called Katyayani. We know. We know her means what? We know the Devi. We know the Lord. the creative power. We know the source of the creative power. We know. And tat naha durgihi prachodayat. So tat durgihi, durgihi here we should be understood as Durga. May the Lord, who is manifest as the grace which helps us discover the hidden reserves of strength and fortitude, now inspire our thoughts. Naha prachodayat means inspire our thoughts in right direction. So may bless us with knowledge, clarity and enlightenment. Inspire our thoughts means it has to be understood as may naha prachodayat. Naha means our. Okay, and thoughts, the word, there's no word for thoughts. But we have to understand it as what? Naha, manaha, prachodayat. Manaha is not there. Durgihi means Durga. Okay, may Durga, may the Lord Durga inspire our thoughts. That means in right direction. And may she bless us with the clarity of vision. May she enlighten our minds. Naha, ava. Manaha is understood. Naha, manaha, prachodayat. Tad durgihi, naha, manaha, prachodayat. That's the meaning, okay? Manaha is understood there.
Can you just get, what's Kanya Kumari Dhimahi? What is that?
Yeah, we meditate on. Dhimahi means we meditate. We meditate.
And
see, we know the Uma, okay, the younger daughter of Himavan, Katyarishis, daughter of Katya, and we meditate upon, here the Durga is personified, is look at as Katya's daughter and all that, and we meditate upon Kanyakumari, the same person, the younger Uma. Kanyakumari is Uma here. Kanyakumari, we meditate on the Kumari, Kanyakumari, the Uma. When the unmarried girl is Kumari. Okay?
Kumari or Kumari?
Kumari, actually. Kumari. Kumari becomes Kumari also. In Tamil, we say Kumari. Kanya Kumari. We have a place. She's very close to that place. She is very, very close to that place. Remember, we went to Kanyakumari. I took you to Kanyakumari. So here, is Kanyakumari Dhimahi, we meditate upon. Dhimahi, we meditate upon. Uma. Who's Uma here? Uma is here, the creative power. And who? What is the creative power here? The creative power personified is Kanyakumari. Creative power personified is Kanyakumari. So when you say creative power personified, creative power has no existence independent of reality. Understand? Therefore, we meditate upon the creative power means we meditate upon the Lord who has creative power. Understand? Therefore, so tad durgihi naha prachodayat. May that Lord who is manifest as the who blesses us with the grace which will now help us find, help us discover our own hidden strength to face any difficulty, put up with any difficulties, Durga, and enlighten our minds. Inspire our thoughts. This is the prayer. Ah, Durga Sortam is over. Look, I don't want to. I started this as a proper chant, chanting and the prayer to begin my class after the break. Have you got any doubts here? Durga Sortam?
So, one question. I mean, this is obviously, you keep talking about Ishvara, Bhagavan. What is the significance of seeing it as
Durga?
Durga.
Yeah. That is what I said very specially in the very beginning. When I told the meaning of the word Durga, Dukkhani Gamayati Iti Durga.
Yeah.
Okay. See, the whole Jagat is Ishvara, we know that. And you specially said Durga is one aspect of Ishvara. When you glorify Bhagavan. What is one aspect of Ishvara? Bhagavan's grace alone. No? You invoke the grace of the Bhagavan and you win Bhagavan's grace, then the grace will help you. Now, when you go through really very, very insurmountable hardships, then, and how do you overcome it? You need a strength. You can't, no, you can't allow yourself to be affected by it. You need a strength to overcome. You can't undo that. See, we cannot undo our paradha, but we have to still overcome it. Our growth or progress towards the pursuit of knowledge, our life should not get, no, I mean, we shouldn't get stagnated there. We should be progressing further. We have to overcome the obstacles, and for which you need strength. To overcome the obstacles, to overcome all the problems, and we need strength. And for that strength, you need Bhagavan's grace. Understand? So the Bhagavan's grace, which is manifest as, you know, the strength to overcome the, which blesses you with the strength to overcome difficulties, is Durga. I said both are Durgas, you know. I said insurmountable, any difficult situation also is what? Durga. And the grace which helps you to discover the strength to overcome that obstacle is also Durga. Understand? And Durga is very obstacle. And all the infinite creative power wielding power, Maya Shakti, personified is also what? Durga. And it's in India we have all these murtis there, I'm saying. But here Durga is Ishvara. But it's a feminine word, the word in feminine gender.
Because it's Shakti. Because Shakti...
Shakti is a feminine gender word. But not only because of that, simply the word Durga is used here as feminine gender, that's all.
Is this an ancient stotra?
Yeah, very ancient. Very, very, it's all from Veda.
And
it mentions
Kanyakumari.
Can I
just, this Hota, where it said Hoda,
it said performer of the rituals.
Yeah. See, Hota.
Is God also the performer of rituals, or did I misunderstand?
No. See, the Hota literally means the performer. Agnihotri. No? Hota means Hotri. The one who performs. Hota. Hotra Shabda. Like Ganta, Patita. No, like that, drashta, like a hota is the performer. Juhoti iti hota, one who performs it is a hota. But here, you alone are in the form of the performer of the rituals. See, it's all glorifying Bhagavan. See, you are everything when you say, you are praised in all the advaras, in all the rituals. Who is worshipped in all the rituals? Idyaha, kaha idyaha, sarvesha advareshu kaha idyaha. Bhagavan is the only... One Bhagavan is the one who is worshipped in all the rituals. And who is there in the form of the performer of the rituals? Bhagavan himself is there in the form of the performer of the rituals also. The Hota also is none other than the manifestation of Bhagavan. That's what it says.
They're trying to say that everybody is the manifestation of
Bhagavan. Yeah.
Like how in Purusha Suktam.
Yeah. But this particular Suktam, Mama, this particular Suktam is really a special prayer. I mean, to overcome the difficulties. This Durga Suktam is really, in Purusha Suktam, as we say, Bhagavan as a whole, we look at it. And all the suttas are very good, but this particular Suktam, no? Because to overcome because all the difficulties are within the realm of creation, or Maya. Therefore, to overcome that, we invoke Bhagavan's grace as the source of very Maya Shakti. No, there's no age, Shilama. There's no. It is all Veda mantra. Means timeless.
It's timeless.
Timeless. We can't really see the date of mantra.
But it quotes Kanyakumari.
Kanyakumari is not that Kanyakumari one who sees you see in Kanyakumari.
Oh.
It talks about Kanyakumari means in fact Kanyakumari the what his face Veda. The Kanyakumari talks about the timelessness of the reality. Anything young, which is presented as now we say Puranaha when you say Bhagavan is a Puranaha. They mean one who is timeless. Kanyakumari also implies timeless, the beginningless, endless. That later on in Puranas personified, and we have stories. That's a different thing. And which we have Murti also.
Okay.
Yeah. Therefore, so when people who are not exposed, who are not from that background, they can't mistake anything. They can just understand it as it is. And because we are exposed to a lot of other stories. Kanyakumari means we might think of that we go to the south of India. But you know, because we are used to that. That's the thing.
Question which is not necessarily related to the sutra. These swaras that we have, do they actually change the meaning of our word?
Actually, sometimes they change. Sometimes they change the meanings.
But do we have a grammar of some sort? I mean, because I think Panini mentions at some of the rules about the swaras.
Now, sutras we do have to follow. I mean, we have to follow the swaras correctly. That is why Veda Mantra is supposed to be learnt with the teacher correctly. We can't really. I told that day, suppose. In Sri Suktam, we have certain things. Lakshmi Manapagamini, we say, Nashyatame Grihe. Alakshmir me lakshnashyata me grihe. The Alakshmir me nashyata me grihe. Okay? Alakshmir me is a Purupasandhi because akara, the avagraha goes there. When you read it, Lakshmir me nashyata me grihe. So may poverty be removed away from my house. Alakshmihi me grihat nashyatam. From my house, may poverty be removed. And there, suppose we don't chant correctly. No, you may read it as Alaksh Lakshmi. May you remove Lakshmi prosperity from my house. Already we lack prosperity. No? Understand? Suppose if we don't chant correctly, we may read it as Lakshmir. Lakshmir may nashyatam may grihat. Oh, you shouldn't say that. No? May prosperity be removed from my house. Alakshmir, Lakshmir. Suppose sometime when you chant, no, this way chanting has been learned correctly. That's all. If we don't, not very, sometimes, not everywhere, sometimes the swaras may change the meaning, sometimes. But one has to learn swaras correctly. But not always, sometimes it may change.
Changes the vibration.
No, there is no such thing as something. We don't talk about vibration at all. Mm-hmm. I tell you, only in our Swamiji never less talk about these vibrations. It's all come to do with the mysticism, okay? Mystic understanding. Mm-hmm. No vibration, nothing. Understanding, because the words, any word, any fact revealed, it is effective. That is what people don't know how to say, so people talk about the vibrations. Now, Pramo says, people are vibrometers or what? People say, oh, when I get in there, I feel the vibrations. It's all your own psychology, your own mind. Because you feel good, you feel quiet, you feel... You know, when people enter there, because many mantras have been chanted in big temples, I mean, Mahatmas lived there, visited there, they sung on the that murtis and all that. So, because of the tapas of the people who lived there, and they have, once you go there, you feel so good, or some calm and quiet. You feel something. You know, you become quiet. We can't become so enlightened and all that. Something happens, and the big and the huge walls. See, any new place you go, something, even beautiful nature, brings some change in you. And that you have expressed it in your own words as vibrations, etc., etc. That's all.
Yeah, but I mean, if it wasn't something to do with the then why not just say it? What's the meaning of chanting?
That is because just it's a discipline. Discipline by itself. You have to, when you say Om Jatavedase, you can't say that. Om Jatavedase Sunavama Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha. I'll be very careful. Sanaf Parshadati Durga Nevishwa Durga. How fast it is? Durga Nevishwa Nave Vasindundurita Tegnihi Tam Agnivarnam Tapasa Jolantim Vaido Chanim Karma Palesha Jushta Durgam. Now that it's a discipline. You have to follow that. Of course, you may find something because it keeps going.
Yes,
it keeps you with the flow.
Disagree with not including
Okay, yeah, no problem.
The, I mean, because you're, I don't know.
No, that's what people, now people have their own way of expressing how they feel, what they feel, how good they feel about it. They have their own way of things. Why? Because we are with the facts and realities, we don't want to have any such, the mind is given a little bit of mysterious things and you are taken away from being with reality and facts. That is why we are in Vedanta classes, because you be with the fact and be with reality and see this.